Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. A gas station clerk in Independence faced a violent attack involving a shooting.
Police are currently searching for four suspects linked to the crime. The attack happened early on a Sunday when Ronald Parsons, the clerk, was ending a shift. Trouble began when a woman later identified as one of the suspects angrily confronted Parsons after discovering that drugs she had left at the station had been disposed of by another clerk. As a result, shots were fired. The Independence Police Department is encouraging anyone with information about the suspects to come forward. I'm Julio Flores.
Kansas has reached a new record with the amount of unclaimed property returned to residents. Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson says that more than $400 million in unclaimed property has been returned to Kansans since the beginning of the program in 1979. Find out if you're owed something by visiting kansascash.ks.gov. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that an additional $1 million has been directed to conservation districts across Kansas to support practices that will reduce erosion, promote water conservation, and mitigate the effects of the ongoing drought. And this is in addition to the $3.5 million distributed each year for similar conservation efforts. This additional funding comes as the U.S. Department of Agriculture projects that the wheat harvest will be 122 million bushels short of Kansas's 330 million bushel average. Governor Kelly said the drought Kansas has experienced has absolutely starved our wheat harvest at a time when Kansas farmers and the world cannot afford it. She said her administration will continue to make the necessary investments to protect the water resources that fuel Kansas's agriculture industry, the bedrock of our state's economy. Funding is provided by the Kansas Department of Agriculture, Division of Conservation, through an appropriation from the State Water Plan Fund, and the program is administered by conservation districts across the state. Landowners and producers with natural resource concerns on their property are encouraged to visit their local conservation district office to discuss the possibility of receiving state financial assistance. The additional funding is available to landowners and producers who are interested in eligible water resource practices such as irrigation water management, nutrient management, planting cover crops, livestock water supplies, cross fencing, and abandoned well plugging. You need to contact your local conservation district office for application assistance and more information concerning state cost share programs and other available services. A directory of conservation districts can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/conservation districts. In addition to helping with conservation efforts, the Department of Agriculture reminds Kansas farmers, ranchers, and their families that help is available for ag-related stress, as a lower-than-expected yield can be overwhelming for mental health. Those resources can be found at kansasagstress.org. According to a media release from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, over the past 4 weeks, the Thomas County Sheriff's Office has worked alongside the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, or KBI, the Colby Police Department, and the Kansas Highway Patrol on an investigation involving the distribution and manufacturing of controlled substances. On August 14th and 15th, multiple search warrants were executed in Thomas County with assistance from the KBI High-Risk Warrant Team, the KBI Clandestine Laboratory Team, and the Colby Police Department. And located during a search of a residence was methamphetamine, an active marijuana grow, paraphernalia, and other illegal items used in drug manufacturing. 39-year-old Jensina Sporing of Colby was arrested on multiple requested felony charges, including distribution of a controlled substance, 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance, unlawful drug proceeds from a transaction, use of a communication facility in the commission of a felony drug violation, and 2 counts of use or possession with the intent to use drug paraphernalia. 47-year-old Lawrence Hapke, also of Colby, was arrested on requested charges of possession of a controlled substance, use or possession with the intent to use drug paraphernalia, and interference with law enforcement. The suspects were booked into the Thomas County Jail, and another arrest connected to this operation is expected. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan invites job seekers and employers to participate in this month's statewide virtual job fair hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, August 23rd. The virtual statewide job portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates are able to participate through any digital device, but it's highly recommended to use a computer to be most effective during the job fairs. If a job seeker does not have access to a personal computer, they are available at Kansas Works offices throughout the state, as well as at local libraries. Any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. And for more information on the job fair and how to register for the August 23rd fair, you can visit kansasworks.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating an alleged cattle theft in Northwest Kansas, as according to a media release from the Sheriff's Office, a member of the Kansas Livestock Association reported that 17 head of 200 to 350 pound calves were stolen in mid-July, 10 miles northeast of Atwood. The calves carry fresh brands of a V arrow high on the right hip. The Kansas Livestock Association is offering a $5,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and conviction. The Norton Police Department are reminding drivers that during the period starting this Saturday, August 19th through Labor Day, September 4th, the Norton Police Department will join other police agencies across Kansas in a crackdown aimed at removing impaired drivers from the roadway during the You Drink, You Drive, You Lose campaign. It is illegal to drive while impaired, yet one person is killed in a drunk driving crash every 52 minutes in the United States. And just one drink before driving can put you and others in danger because alcohol impairs thinking, reasoning, and muscle coordination. Driving after consuming alcohol or any other potentially impairing substance is a choice that you make. So, according to the Norton Police Department, the You Drink, You Drive, You Lose enforcement campaign is intended to remind drivers to take a moment to consider how it would be to begin every day with the memory of your decision if it resulted in injury or death. Because if you're driving impaired, you're not only more likely to crash, but that crash is more likely to cause serious injury or death. So you need to think about your family, your friends, your coworkers, and your neighbors. And remember, always wear your seatbelt because it's your best defense against impaired drivers every trip, every time. Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that you can count on the Norton Police Department to vigorously enforce impaired driving and other traffic laws, not just during this enforcement campaign, but all through the year, in order to save lives. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin road improvements on portions of U.S. 24 and U.S. 283 in Graham County starting the week of August 21st. The first project is a mill and overlay on 8 miles of U.S. 24, starting at the east city limits in Hill City and ending near the K-18 junction. Construction will then move to U.S. 283, with crews completing resurfacing work on approximately 14 miles of the highway from Prout Street in Hill City north to the Norton County line. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through these work zones and guided by flaggers and a pilot car during the daylight hours, and drivers should anticipate delays of 15 minutes or less. Drivers are reminded to slow down and to stay alert for construction crews, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects the projects to be completed in October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6132. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Watch your savings flourish with a certificate of deposit from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Now through the end of August, earn 5.20% APY on a 14-month CD. Stop in or call us today at 785-877-5191. Enjoy this secure and rewarding opportunity to invest wisely, save confidently, and maximize your growth at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Minimum deposit of $10,000 required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see what Cowpoke Supply has to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply, East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The lone Democrat congressman at the five-member Farm Bill listening session Monday says he welcomed the opportunity to learn more about the efforts of America's farm families. Jonathan Jackson, who represents part of Chicago's South Side, said after Monday's event at the Missouri State Fair that he hopes to see the new Farm Bill address issues that are similar between rural and urban communities.
We're losing grocery stores like many parts of rural America. We're losing hospitals like many parts in rural America. Life expectancy for white women in rural America is decreasing. Life expectancy in many of the urban markets for African Americans are decreasing. I do believe we're not so much different as we are disconnected. And I want to help bridge that gap.
Jackson added that several Farm Bill programs important to farm productivity aren't well known in urban areas.
Many of the great programs I'm seeing here, and I've seen, frankly, across the country in these listening sessions, many people in the urban market know nothing about them, such as Future Farmers of America. I've just found out about that great program. And so as we continue to expand our talent pool, who knows, our next great farmers could be coming from out of the inner city as soon as they're exposed to what farming and this lifestyle is. A fabulous lifestyle.
Illinois Democratic Congressman Jonathan Jackson's district also includes rural and suburban portions of Kankakee and Will counties, as well as the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences. He is the son of the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who sought to include farm families as part of his Rainbow Coalition in his presidential campaigns for the Democratic nomination in 1984 and 1988. Weekly ethanol production totals, according to the Energy Information Administration, jumped back up to 1.07 million barrels per day last week. That was up 4.5% on the week, 9% higher than the same week last year. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We have more hot weather on the way statewide by the weekend. In the meantime, a slight break from the very hot temperatures in our western counties with mostly 80s for today's highs. Then a warm front will move into the state from the south and west by tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back into a heat wave through the weekend. With dry air in place at the lower levels and high pressure covering the central plains, we have little or no chance of rainfall at least through Sunday and likely into next week. Over the weekend, most of the state will be up around 100. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure in the upper levels and at the surface is in place covering all the central plains. A frontal boundary that passed through Kansas earlier will bring a brief break from the very hot temperatures. Most of our state will stay in the 80s today, maybe a few low 90s in the southern counties. The frontal boundary will stay to our south and west, and all the rain will stay over the southwestern and inner mountain states. Around the central plains, the front over eastern Colorado will get moving into western Kansas overnight as a warm front. A strong low-pressure trough will develop in our western counties tomorrow, taking our temperatures there back into the upper 90s to near 100, mostly 90s central and 80s for the east. By tomorrow afternoon, the front crosses into western Kansas. Strong high pressure develops in the central Rockies, pushing warm air into our state from the south and west. Looking at Saturday and Sunday, the whole state will be dry and up around the 100-degree mark. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll be in the upper 80s with mid-60s overnight. North central, upper 80s and low 90s with low 60s for tonight's lows. Mid to upper 80s northeast and upper 50s for the overnight hours. Low 90s in the southwestern counties, low 60s overnight. Low 90s south central and low to mid-60s for the overnight hours. Upper 80s and low 90s in the southeast counties, and tonight we're around 60. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.